Many families with teenagers who abuse drugs say they feel powerless when they try to get help for their children. Experts acknowledge that effective addiction treatment for teens is difficult to find, hard to get in, and even harder to pay for. In the first of two reports, NPR's Vicky Kuei introduces us to a mother who's trying to get her daughter off drugs. We're not using their real names, but their struggle is very real and far from over.
Heather Doe looks around the living room of her tiny, sparsely furnished home in suburban New Jersey. The dark circles beneath her eyes and worry lines on her forehead come from living in crisis mode for 3 years, trying to get effective drug treatment for her teenage daughter.
I have a home equity loan right now. That's how I'm paying for my daughter's treatment. I have 20 years to pay it back. So I'm hoping things will improve in 20 years.
Heather Doe may sound cynical, nearly drained financially and emotionally, but she's been a rock, absolutely committed to getting her daughter Nicole well. The family's crisis started when Nicole was 15. She took a ride in a car with a 21-year-old man, someone she hardly knew, and he raped her. That trauma put Nicole on the edge emotionally. Then a grand jury decided not to indict the man because Nicole had voluntarily gotten into his car and had smoked marijuana with him. Heather Doe says her daughter was devastated by that decision. Nicole's whole demeanor changed.
She was always very outgoing. She was always very headstrong. But she started to become more and more distant from me. She would lie a lot. I'd catch her in lies. Her behavior in school was getting worse.
By her junior year, Nicole says she was smoking marijuana 3 times a week and using cocaine on weekends. The school guidance counselor advised Heather Doe to get Nicole professional help. She said Nicole needed help controlling her anger, and she suspected Nicole was depressed. Doe wanted someone who could also provide Nicole with drug and rape counseling. Doe called her health insurance company, got a list of providers, and started making calls.
I was sent to people who, when I would tell them what the problems were, they'd tell me they weren't qualified.
Which isn't unusual. Across the country, there's a critical shortage of addiction therapists and drug treatment programs.
It got to the point where I was making call after call after call, begging people, begging somebody to at least see her once. And perhaps they could help me or suggest somebody else.
Heather Doe found what many families have discovered. Getting help for a troubled and addicted teenager is really difficult. Most experts say teenagers are harder to treat than adults. Usually, teen addicts don't recognize the long-term consequences of drug abuse, so they aren't motivated to accept help, especially from adults. Heather Doe says that's what happened when she finally got her daughter into counseling.
She went to a drug and alcohol counselor who basically said, I can't help her. She doesn't want to help herself.
That was the only counselor I liked. One lady I went to said, if I didn't stop using and I didn't do everything I have to do, she's going to put me in a mental hospital. I mean, I didn't put any effort out talking to her because I'm not just going to talk to anybody, any counselor, because they're the ones that need help, not me.
Heather Doe felt that Nicole needed to be in a drug treatment program, but outpatient programs are hard to get into and they cost around $300 a day. Doe couldn't afford that and Nicole kept using drugs. At a shopping mall, she attacked a girl for blowing smoke in a friend's face. Nicole was arrested and sentenced to 9 months probation. She was regularly tested for drug use, but it was done by appointment every 2 weeks, and Nicole found out how to fool the drug tests.
I kept just going to the bathroom, going to the bathroom, going to the bathroom. And that's really what made my levels go down, but they really were high, real high.
Based on the test results, the insurance company told Heather Doe that drug treatment wasn't medically necessary. When Doe got that denial, she begged probation officials to put Nicole in treatment.
Their answer was that there were kids that were worse. And if they couldn't get those kids in programs, how could I get her in one?
Over the next 3 months, Heather Doe watched helplessly as Nicole became worse. She was involved in another fight and was suspended from school. When she returned to school, she failed a surprise drug test, and that got her into an outpatient drug treatment program. But before she got very far in treatment, she overdosed and ended up in the hospital.
And the whole time I was in the hospital, I'm like, I'm not being here. I want to leave tomorrow.
In her intestines.
My mom started crying and she's like, are you crazy? She's like, if you leave, you're going to die.
That's when the insurance company approved 28 days of treatment at an inpatient program 3 hours from her home. It costs $700 a day. Then 10 days after Nicole started, the insurance company called Heather Doe to say the approval was a mistake. They would not pay. Meanwhile, Nicole was still resisting treatment. She was acting up so much that officials at the inpatient program called Doe and told her they were going to kick Nicole out.
They said, you're going to have to come get her. I said, I'm not getting her unless I know where I'm bringing her, and I'm not going through this again. And I hung up on them, and they called me back and said, you have to come get her. And I said, I am not. She's not coming home.
Then one of Nicole's counselors suggested that Doe write her daughter a letter to try to motivate Nicole to accept drug treatment.
I wrote a very long letter. And I told her, no matter what she's done, it hasn't changed the fact that I love her. But I hate the person she became. I hate the way she's made my life, how I don't have a life because of wanting so desperately to save hers.
When Nicole got the letter, it was at the end of her second week of inpatient treatment. Not being able to get drugs for 2 weeks, Nicole says she was starting to think clearly. She could focus on what her mother had written.
The whole time I was reading it, I was like shaking. I was crying. Because like finally when she wrote that to me, I was just like, oh my God. That's like that letter, like every time I feel like using or like I feel like I have an urge or something, I read that letter and I'm fine. It's like that letter like touched me, like I see like now, like I really see it.
Nicole completed all 28 days of the inpatient program. Heather Doe is still negotiating with the insurance company and the drug treatment facility about how to pay for Nicole's stay. Nicole is still in treatment at the outpatient program nearby. Recently, Doe told us she's proud of Nicole but doesn't trust her.
When your daughter goes out and comes home and is tired and rubbing her eyes, you're smelling her, you're looking at her. Did she do drugs? Are you lying to me? And I will tell you that I've done things like this morning I went into her car and I searched her car. She doesn't know, she was asleep. These are habits that are going to be very hard to break, to build up the trust.
She was right not to trust. Nicole went 124 days without using drugs. She celebrated the milestone of her 125th day by using cocaine with a boy. This isn't unusual. Experts say 3/4 of teens in treatment relapse. Heather Doe is devastated by Nicole's relapse and doesn't know what to do. 4 months ago, mother and daughter signed a contract. If Nicole uses drugs again, she has to move out of the house. Now that Nicole has shown she might not have the strength to keep her end of the bargain, Heather Doe wonders whether she'll have the strength to keep hers. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.
Tomorrow, the story of a treatment program in Miami that works by giving teenagers and their families intensive one-on-one attention. For advice and information on drug treatment centers, go to our website, npr.org.